we left off, we were talking about the different categories of schitas. We spoke about schitas deraisa, schitas derabanan, and the theoretical schita that should be mutter. We said that the zman hazeh, it's not so partial. There is such a thing as a schita that's mutter. So there is a, just before we go on to the next sugya in terms of schita, so there is a very important discussion that the Beis Yosef has, which was a very contemporary issue in his days, and has become even more contemporary in the sense of zman hazeh. The Beis Yosef discusses what's the status of squeezing lemons on Shabbos. So just in case you couldn't figure out what fruit they were talking about, Lamed Yud Mem Vav Nun Samach, that's lemons. So he wants to know what's the difference. So he starts out by saying that L'chayr, no one in their right mind would ever squeeze lemons. And lemons maybe should fall into the category of the sharp papers or the uzvedin in the prisha and those things which are mavish mutal l'chadchila. So the Beis Yosef says he has a little bit of a problem because there seems to be, it has become common in some place to squeeze lemons. He quotes in Mitzrayim. I guess it was hot, pretty hot in Mitzrayim. At least have a little lemonade stand. So the Beis Yosef says if it's normal to squeeze lemons in Mitzrayim, so that should be a problem because that's already, and that may potentially cause a problem for the whole world because that's like the base Menashe of Menachem. So maybe we should elevate lemons to being the status of Tusim Rimonim. So the Beis Yosef is trying to defend the practice that people are still squeezing their lemons on Shabbos. How can it be? So it suggests several reasons. So first, the Beis Yosef says maybe you could argue that Tusim Rimonim, so the vinegar is to squeeze Tusim Rimonim in order to drink the juice by themselves. That's considered to be a delicacy, the berry juice, the pomegranate juice. But taking the lemon juice, nobody squeezes lemons just to drink the lemon juice. They use the lemon juice together with other things. You mix it with sugar, you mix it with other punches, other fruit drinks, in order to make a nice drink. So says the Beis Yosef, maybe you can argue that when you have a prig, which although it's normal to squeeze, but it's not normal to squeeze for its juice in and of itself, so maybe that was never included in the Khanasa Khamim or Tusim Rimon. Again, with the rice, it's not a problem anyway, because they don't have al Jichazes in the Nambuvad. It's only a Shalom with Rabbanah, so they say, okay, maybe there's such a Svara, the lemon shouldn't be included in the Yisr, because nobody squeezes lemons just for the lemon juice themselves. Then the Beis Yosef goes one step further, he says, no, maybe that's not enough of a Svara. Maybe the reason why it's mutter is the lemons are even better, for a different reason, that when they used to squeeze lemons, so they squeeze the lemons directly into another mixture. I mean, they didn't collect the lemon juice and then add it a week later to the other drink. They would squeeze it into another mixture. So, the first glance, that sounds like a mashka, but also a mashka. Yes, in the Midrash Torah, that's meaningless. If I squeeze a grape directly into a cup of water, that's not a mashka, but also it's a mashka, but also a mashka. Of course, that's going to be a problem. But the Beis Yosef just means that he's trying to show also, in like a similar svar to svar number one, that you see that lemon juice in and of themselves is not really chalshim. You see that nobody collects lemon juice. They only use lemon juice as to enhance other drinks, so maybe you can argue that was never included in the gezeirah. So the two svars of the Beis Yosef are, in a sense, 1A and 1B. They're both trying to show why lemon juice is not such a chalshim amash. Okay, so it's not sufficient to be included in the gezeirah derabanan. According to the first lashon of the Beis Yosef, just the mere fact that you don't drink lemon juice by itself is sufficient. According to the second story of the Beis Yosef, you need more than that. You have to not only that you don't drink it by itself, but it's never even collected by itself either in order to label it as being not a chashav mashke. So these nuances of the Beis Yosef become important halach l'maisa. Chayyim points out that Zman Hazeh, the last quite a few years, so it is true that most people don't drink lemon juice. Anyway, drink lemon juice, plain lemon juice?
Yeah.
Besides, we were talking yesterday about the Mishnah. People go on.
They still have
Mishnah
for like colds and stuff. Yeah.
Before may be different. You know what drinks it as a drink.
That's a drink.
So lemon juice is still not so prevalent to drink L'shei Mashke, but it is of course very common to put lemon juice into other drinks and to mix it with other things. However, most times when they in the factories when they're producing lemon juice, so they don't squeeze lemon juice directly into another drink. They squeeze it in. You can go to the store, buy a bottle of lemon juice, then you can mix that lemon juice in tea, whatever other mashka you want to add it to. So the way our lemon juice is produced is Zman Hazeh. So if you go with the first lashon of the Beis Yosef, that as long as it's something that's not drank by itself, that it's something that's always mixed with other things, so that would permit even our lemon juice. But if you go with the second lashon of the Beis Yosef, that the only reason why the lemon juice is mutter is because it's squeezed directly into another liquid, so for Zman Hazeh, that's not really true. As the Chayyadim write, for Zman Hazeh, the Malon Chaviyas Laro, to put it to the punch, that means they fill up barrels of lemon juice, and then they put the lemon juice into other drinks later. So if you work with the second reasoning of the Beis Yosef, so then the third lemon juice should be a problem. So that lechara should depend on these two lechareinas. That's what we usually assume in halacha. Most of the poskim, most of the Ashkenazi poskim, at least assume one should try not to squeeze lemon juice, squeeze a lemon on Shabbat in deference to the second day of the Beis Yosef.
The second day, the same, like the specifically when it comes to squeezing the
tzadik,
because
we're
using that as an example.
Is he? I don't know. I don't know about that. That sounds like he's saying that the only time that we label the mash is not toshuv is only if it's something that's squeezed directly into something else. But if it's something that is collected as a mashka, you go into the store and you buy lemon juice. How can you tell me that lemon juice is not a juice? Tell me it's not a mashka. It says on the Farish bottle, lemon juice.
The only reason
in
fact
is
not putting it directly into your tea is because it doesn't
okay, so maybe you want to be making lemon juice and those people are squeezing lemons. Okay, not so terrible. There are some possible amounts of squeezing lemons with lemons. Eh? But we usually assume that it's a problem.
You shouldn't squeeze lemons into tea?
So we just said, right? That's exactly what we said, right? And in deference to this deal that the Beis Yosef said, so even though the Shulchan Aruch presents mutlisot limuns bizman hazeh, so that may very well change.
But even according to the second day, if you do it straight into the cup of tea, why should that be?
No, into the cup, no. If you do it onto a salad, then it's going to be mashke balasav reichel. If you do it into a cup of tea, it's a mashke balasav mashke. The Beis Yosef was wanting to be made that it's not called tusim v'rimonim because the minhag ha'olam is not to squeeze it into its own container, it's just to squeeze it into tea. But once the minhag ha'olam is to squeeze it into its own container and you personally just choose to squeeze it from the lemon into the cup of tea, that's not going to change the minhag.
Someone has a bad headache and they want
tea with
lemon in it. Is that
not there? Maybe another way to get the lemon into the tea. We're going to get there in a couple of days. Okay, that was all the end of the Shiraim of Lesh. Now I want to start today's year, which is the name of the Rambam Gomes is Speaker Zerach Achila.
You're
going to talk about that also. We'll talk about that in the next part of the year. So the first half of this year, or the next coming year, discusses something that we already started to discuss a little bit in passing a couple of shiurim ago, but now we're really going to learn the sugya. That's the sugya of Mashke Bola Sefer Eichel. So the Gemara is the whole Shaila. And there is such a cloud of a mashke balas ha'chayichel as dinok ha'chayichel enough. And it's unclear from the Gemara exactly what the maskana is. The Amoraim at the beginning of the second Kufman Dal of Aveis seem to assume that it was okay. Shmuel, Yehuda, Shmuel, and Chizda, all the Amoraim at the beginning seem to assume that it was all right. And then at one point the Gemara says then the Gemara seems to change in the middle, and then the Gemara kind of leaves us hanging what the maskana should be. So there was a big machlekes that we showed of what is the maskana of Gemara. So the Gemara later on, we spoke about the sugya of Tvashim and Shlokos, and Hey and Aleph at the bottom. So the Gemara starts to speak about whether there's an issa deraisa and issa derabanan of squeezing Tvashim and Shlokos. And Rabbi Yochanan happens to hold that there's an issa deraisa, and we said this a couple of shiurim ago. But that statement of Rabbi Yochanan is difficult in and of itself. Why should it be chayiv if the rule of chayiv el alzeis of Yalam Novim? So we have three possibilities. Either Tosfos says that Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with that statement, that maybe we don't pass the Rabbi Yochanan. But Rabbi Yochanan could salvage Rabbi Yochanan by saying that the Mishnah Berurah presented it either that Kavash Mishlokos is more normal than other fruit, or maybe Kavash Mishlokos is different because they had a Shem Ashka beforehand. So Rabbi Yochanan's statement of Kavash Mishlokos and Meman Chayev could be salvaged. It is possible that we pass it like that. So if you would look at the statement of Rabbi Yochanan about Kavash Mishlokos, Shesachtam, and Meman as being Chayev, at the first glance, this has absolutely nothing to do with what we're talking about now. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't address the issue of whether you associate these kavash mishlokos onto ochel or not. He's talking about, in theory, if a person squeezes pickle juice into a cup and wants to drink it, is it going to be chayav for potter? So it comes with a chananel and makes a very strange statement at the very end of the Tosis of Kufim Heim and Aleph. The last Tosis quotes, "Umasha dikdik with lo maflik Rabbi Yochanan, mash medemar apilus of kedera ain zedil." So comes Tosis and quotes from Menachem Aleph and says that from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan says that kavashim shesach from the memein is chayav, and Rabbi Yochanan didn't bother to tell us that hachav and ayaskina, they are squeezing directly into an empty cup. So
So it sounds like Rav Yochanan is talking about under all circumstances. Even if you're squeezing onto a food, you're squeezing to enhance the taste of your salad or something. So Rav Yochanan still says Yechayah. So says Rav Yochanan, you see from here that Rav Yochanan disagrees with everything that came before. All the Amorim before, Rav and Shmuel and Chiz and reviewed everybody who seemed to assume that Mash Kevol Sechechel is Kevol Dami. But Rav Yochanan disagrees with all of them. So comes Rav Yochanan and says, not only does Rav Yochanan disagree with all of them, so we're going to pass on Rabbi Yechon because we have a cloud that Rav Rabbi Yechon of Rabbi Yechon. Kavachar Rav and Shmuel halach of Karav the Isuri. So Rav Rabbi Yechon of Rabbi Yechon. So Kavachar you have halach of Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon. We're going to pass on Rabbi Yechon. So comes Rabbi Nachmanal two jumps. He says that Rabbi Yechon disagrees with all the Amoraim from Kufim down to the days. And the jump number two is that we pass on Rabbi Yechon. So comes to us as opposed to the other Rishonim and says, "Rabbi Nachmanal, what's talking about?" Where does the Gemara say it is now? You know, there are two dots in the Gemara, so two dots means that the sugya is over. So it's a new topic. So the last topic was Mashke. I'm just kidding about that. Two dots to put away. Mashke Balsechoichel. That was the first half of the sugya to Kufrim Hamid Aleph. Then the second half of the sugya to Kufrim Hamid Aleph is talking about Kavashim and Shlokos. What does that have to do with Mashke Balsechoichel? So it could be that Rabbi Yechon agrees to all the previous Amorim. So that's enough. Like it's every Shana Malacha. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Stam opinion, the first opinion. The most Rishonim say that we do accept the Psach of Mashke Balasachal. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, but you should just know that according to Ben Chananel, it's a Nisid Dereis. According to everybody else, it's Mutl Chachil, and according to Ben Chananel, it's a Nisid Dereis. Okay, not so bad. So how should we pass it in Halacha? And the Shabur assumes that the correct thing to do is to try to be Machmer in this. But later Pesukim say that the Medrash Memurim, they have to be Machmer. That's when the snacks of a deraisa, the mishash of a deraisa. So then you shouldn't rely on any kulas. So if you want to squeeze an olive onto a salad, so that you shouldn't do. If you want to squeeze a grape onto your food or something, so that you shouldn't do. If you want to squeeze another fruit, which is only the rabban anyway, so then nishkefela. Then kedai rova rishonim b'smoch aleihem. So the only time the shayla really comes up, whoever squeezes fruits onto foods. So the only fruit that we really ever squeeze is lemons. So since lemons is only the rabbanon at worst, and again according to Alex and according to the first day of the Bishya, I said so lemons are mutlach achila, and some posts even held that it's mutlach achila in Bisman Hazeh. So in order to be makel, the most common shayla to squeeze a lemon onto a piece of fish or a lemon directly into a salad, so then yesh macham machmir. Those who want to rely on the rov Rishon against the Ben Chananel need not be machmir. So the machmir are only machmir when chashal is deraisa. Lemons are not deraisa. The five could be not even the rabbanon. So then one for sure has a right to be made home. The Gemara discusses this cloud of Mashke Balas HaKarecha, which again, we hold the inquiry in it works. The Gemara draws a distinction between Lasach HaKadeh and Lasach HaKa'ara, which Mandar Rebeis. So what exactly is this distinction between Lasach HaKadeh and Lasach HaKa'ara? So if you would have asked me, I would have said that the distinction is very simple. Lasach HaKadeh means that there's pot full of food, and Lasach HaKa'ara means that it's an empty plate. There's no food there. So that's the difference. In the case number one, Lasach HaKadeh, it's Mashke Balas HaKarecha. In case number two, the Sachak Ara, it's not Bala Sachak, because there's no Ochel there. That's what I would have said, not what I would have said. That's what most of the Rishonim said. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, on the Sachak Kedera, Shel Tavshil, Lasachno, the Mucha Milsa, the Lab, the Mashke Boiloi, Elo La Ochel. Rashi says, the reason why it's Mutter by a Kedera is because it's Muchach, that the person doesn't need it, Lashay Mashke. What does it mean that it's Muchach? Muchach sounds like some kind of a Svarad de Rabbanon. It's a marasayin or something that's not a proper marasayin. It doesn't look bad. It looks okay. Everybody will realize that you need l'shem oichel. That's Rashi's talking about. And the next Rashi, v'alo l'sach ha'ka'ara, k'zimna de l'mash k'koi, because sometimes he will drink out of the ka'ara, sometimes, amig ad l'mash k'ara, lo shas yinish, l'mucha milsa. It's not so mucha, but it's inside a ka'ara. So Rashi again repeats this pizmon about mucha milsa. What was Rashi talking about? So in the way the pashtus get to run him, explain it. Rashi means it like this, that both the Kedera and the Ka'ara, there's food inside them. The chilu between Kedera and Ka'ara is not that one's empty and one's full. They're both full of food. Now, what's the chilu? What's the distinction? So min ha-Torah, it should be mutl gamri, if you accept. You disagree with Erech Hanan. If you accept the opinion that Rashi Kebalos HaFeichu Ka'echol Dona, so my nefkemina where the Eichel is. My nefkemina is in the pot or it's in a plate. If Lamaisa, the juice is coming out and it's coming to enhance the drink, so that's considered to be just taking, cutting a piece of ochel in half, so that should be totally mutter. The drink's coming out to emphasize, the juice is coming out to enhance the food, that should be totally mutter. So yes, totally mutter min haTorah. But with the Rabbanon, even though there happens to be food in the plate, so one can argue that it doesn't necessarily look like it's a mashke b'olos oichel. It's not so muchach. I mean, the plate may be empty. People may not realize that there's no food in the plate. It's not so far-fetched that the person may be maybe just filling up the plate first with juice. When it comes to the kedera, so then it's unheard of. Exactly why that's so unheard of. The Rashi is assuming that fill up a pot with the juice. So that's not shy. If you fill up a plate with juice, that's in the ballpark of reality. So therefore, Midir Rabbanan, the Chachamim said that in the case of a ka'ari, you shouldn't rely on the kula of mashke b'olos ha'chol. Minatari, it's mutter, because there is a mice, there is a ka'ari in the plate. But Midir Rabbanan, you shouldn't rely on it because it doesn't look so glatt that's mashke b'olos ha'chol. That's where Rashi seems to touch up the difference between kedera and ka'ara. If that would be true, so then this whole, if we would follow this Rashi, then this whole kula would fall by the wayside. When we want to rely on the cool of mashke b'olos ha'chol, we know who squeezes lemons into food and pots. We want to squeeze lemon into a piece of fish that's sitting on my plate. I want to squeeze my lemon into a bowl of salad. So all of our cases are l'soch ha'ka'ara. So according to Rashi, who says that lo l'soch ha'ka'ara means even if there's food there, it's still also midrabanan because it's flom mucha milsa, so then nafal hater b'bir, the whole heta fall mamash falls by the wayside for us. So Baruch Hashem, we don't pass like this Rashi. So Mishnah Berurah says that we rely on the opinion of Rav Rishonim. Again, it's only the Rabbanan, because when Torah even Rashi agrees that if this food, the other is going to be mutter. So it's only the Rabbanan anyway, it's only Chalamim juice anyway. So we rely on the opinion of most of the Rishonim that the chiluk between Kedera and Ka'ara was just a simple way of saying, yes food or no food. If there's food in the Kedera, it's mutter. If there's food in the Ka'ara, it's mutter. If there's no food in the Kedera, it's also. If there's no food in the Ka'ara, it's also. So halacha lemaisa, if there's any food, no matter where, what shape or form it's in, so that's going to be mutter.
Why is fish a kara? Why lager or fish on a plate? I mean, why is it in kara and kedera physically?
I think a kedera means something that you cook in its kara, means something you eat from.
That's it.
I think so.
Seeing that you're eating zera and something that's already only awesome with the
I mean, was even for the Rashi, they wouldn't have made this gazera. The gazera was only on Eshkol, only on Cholev. I don't know. What? Right, of course, the Rashi background is old. Everything is there. Sorry. Right, that's true.
So that's
what
I'm asking about.
Yeah, that's what we said, right? That's right. Mashke b'olos ha'chol, because since the mashke is coming directly out of the food, directly into the food, so if he didn't, it's considered to be like a shtick oichol. So the one thing is clear though for the poskim is that if a person, let's say, squeezes the fruit into an empty bowl and he's planning on putting the fish in there, he's going to put the fish in a minute, he's going to put the salad there in a minute, so that's clearly going to be also. According to Rashi, that was the reason for the gezeirah by kara in the first place. And maybe the food wasn't there yet, but whatever it is, according to everybody, that seems to be a problem. But it's not clear in the poskim whether that's a real problem in the raisa, or whether that's only a problem in the rabbanim. L'chayr, one can argue within, one can raise the following shayla, within the din of mashke b'olos ha'chol. So, what's pshat of mashke b'olos ha'chol? Why is it that mashke b'olos ha'chol is ha'chol dami? Again, this is a svar de raisa, because this is nafkaminas for the raisa shops, nafkaminas in terms of tumas ochlin. As we already said, this is a din klali, and the definition of ha'chol and mashkin. So mashke b'olos ha'chol dami. So what's pshat? Mashke b'olos ha'chol dami, because the purpose of the mashke is to enhance the food. That's the reason mashke b'olos ha'chol dami. Or is mashke b'olos ha'chol dami because the mashke never gets an entity, never takes on its own existence. It's called man that it's inside the fruit, so that's not much bubble to the fruit. When it's in midair, it doesn't exist yet. That doesn't exist. It's fine. It only takes on its existence once it reaches the ground. So once it reaches the ground, it goes poof right into the salad, right into the fish. So the mice, it never got a shame mashke. So why is it that mashke will suffer from eichel dami? Is it a function of the fact that it's going to become part of the person's food? Or is the fact that lemaisa, the mitzias, it was always considered to be part of the food. Once it was part of the grape, and now it's part of the now it's part of the fish. So this seems to be a machlokes acharonim to the drisha and their advaz, the shabur, the sharatzim clothes, as to what would the din be if a person squeezes a grape into a bowl, an empty bowl, and his kavana is that he's going to take that juice and pour it onto a piece of fish. So what the halacha is that? Clearly, it's also everybody agrees he's not allowed to do that. The shaila is that only nisad deraisa, or is that only nisad derabanan? So the drisha assumes that that's a nisad deraisa. He assumes that the only time that we invoke the principle of mashke b'los of eichel to eichel in Minat Torah is only if the mashke didn't have its own existence. But if for whatever reason, anywhere along the way, it picked up its own existence, even though self-governance can end up as part of an eichel, that's not sufficient Minat Torah, and the person violated chit deraisa. And the Radbaz disagrees. The Radbaz says, no, the kol's mandi of kavan is eventually to take this juice and to mix it into an eichel. That's called. It's also called an halacha mashke b'los ha'chayim for eichel damim. This machlokes to the drisha and the Radbaz. So this machlokes may be related to another machlokes in the end. Who remembers? We spoke about a couple of shiurim ago. About tzorach le'ibud, right? About cholav le'ibud. Remember we said that. Alright, sefer truma. Remember the sefer truma had a chiddush that if you're somebody found and said, who asked me the other? Somebody asked me the other day where the sefer truma is. Who asked me? I told you, look in the other room. Mm-hmm. You're fine, but somebody found it in Sefer Truma. It's in Tzchita?
It's Reish Lamed Vav or something.
Reish Lamed Vav, it's in Tzchita, which is spelled with a sin.
Yeah.
Not in Tzchita, but
nobody's got it.
Which is the correct way of spelling it? What's the real Torah way of spelling Tzchita? The sin. Right, how you know? Where's it? Where's the word Tzchita in Chumash? By Yosef, what is chat as a curse, right? What is chat as a sin, right? Very good. So most of the words in Lashon HaKodesh, in terms of the Chumash, it's always with sin. The Kvicheres is also with a sin in the Chumash. Everything's with a right. Everything's with a sin. That's why the Rambam changed. That's why the Frank Rambam changed to the Sota, called Shota, right? The old style. The Gemara that always says we were used to spelling with the Sabbath. So the correct way of spelling Sota is really with the sin. Kisista Ishta. Anyway, nothing. So we said that Rabbeinu Baruch had a chiddush that if a person is tzaych al ibur or chalad al ibur, so that's mufka from the shame schit. In fact, I think we belach as disha. So we had a shayla, what would it then be if a person is tzaych and he collects the juice, or in case of chalachom, he collects the milk, and he's aldas to throw it out, and eventually in 5 minutes he's going to throw it out, and then l'may say, ta'kachava, he does throw it out. So with that considered to be tzaych al chalad al ibur enough. So we said that was not just a theoretical question, that was a very long, but that was a very important shayla maisa in case of the pumps. I mean, the women who are pumping, extracting the milk, and the milk is collecting in the pump, and then 5 minutes later they're going to throw it down the drain. And we invoke them in a baruch hetter of cholav ibot. So we thought in the machlekes, this is a shayla diachronu about that. So should that shayla be the same as this shayla? Should we argue that just as the Jerusha said, that mashke balas eichel, eichel dam, it means that the mamash be go from the fruit into the eichel in order for us to label it as being an eichel, and calls mamash to collect, even though the person's intention was to throw it out, that doesn't, it's not sufficient. Only paskin b'sheu sham. So should we say that according to the drisha, he's going to ask her the cholev le'ibud, even though eventually it's going to go le'ibud, if it doesn't go le'ibud immediately, is it the same shayla? Should we say that according to the Radbaz? So just as he's made by the socha ochel, at least on a level of the araisa, that's not called tzchita. If sof dover, it's going to go with socha ochel. So who are the nami and socha the ibud? That should also be okay. First, we ask the same shaila. No, John, right? Sounds like it's a similar shaila. Yeah, maybe also mit rabbanon. Maybe also mit rabbanon. But at least on a level of the araisa, should that be the same shaila? This dinyan between socha the ibud and socha the socha ochel, should we say that it's also the same shaila? Means the pasuk get up, this klal, see, there's a similarity between both cases. Both cases were saying that even though something is physically a liquid, but afi aloch is not a liquid. It's being mufkur, we're being mafkir the shem hashkin. In one case, we're being mafkir the shem hashkin because it's halach libud, it's nothing. So that's not considered to be schita. And in the other case, we're being mafkir the shem hashkin because it's becoming bottled to the eichel. So should we say that it's the same type of shayla, it's the chari should be the same din, that this new halacha that you can be mafkir the shem hashkin either through ibur or through holich la'eichel, that should depend on either the time when it actually comes out, when it actually hits the ground, or should that depend on the self dover? Is that the same shayla? What do you think? No, why is it different? You don't know. Anyone there comment? Why do you think it's the same? Why is it different? So I used to think that it was the same, but then I rethought about it a little bit. I think that's very different. I think that's mamash fundamentally different. That in the case of Soichet v'Ibud, what's creating this new status in halacha, that it's not considered to be schita, the mice is the person's kavana. I mean, the fact that there's nothing physically different per se, the fact that the person is such that ibud, so that's that defines that it's not being an act of shechita. But in the case of mash kevolos eichel dami, so it's the mitzias advarim that the mashke is coming to enhance the eichel, so it's a mitzias that's creating the hafkah from the shem eichel. So in the first case of seichel ibud with the person's kavana, so you can argue that everything depends what the person's kavana is. So if my kavana is so zover, it's not to use this mashke, so the fact that in the mitzias advarim is the mashke collected in a cup, so what? Everything is depend on my kavana. I mean, just as we said, like malach yatzuch legufa, so according to those who wanted to be matis, seichel ibud not based on the Rabbeinu Baruch's klal of seichel ibud being moved from the shem dash, but they wanted to be matir, like Tyson said, because it's called malach yatzuch legufa. So we thought that malach yatzuch legufa depends mamash on a person's kavana. So if I'm not planning on using this mashke, so that's not a deraisa. So to according to Rabbeinu Baruch, if I'm not planning on using the mashke, so that's not called shechita. That's ain't derech shechita bekach. That's not a shame shechita on it. So not enough gemina that for a couple of seconds along the way it was able to be used. But on my side, I wasn't planning on using it. Mashayin came when you're dealing with the mashke bo'osef oichel. So what's mafkia the shame mashke from it? Is the fact that it's bottled to the eichel, the fact that it becomes mamash part of the eichel. So one can argue that kolz man that it doesn't become part of the eichel immediately. If any second it does have a physical mitzias of a mashke, it's in a cup, it's in a plate, it's in a pot by itself, and there's no eichel around for miles. So true, self-dover, my kavan is to put eichel into it, but that's not going to change the din on a level of their eichel. So I don't know, I'm not sure if the two shilas are colleagues of the zeh. So the mice, when it comes to our case, the mashke bo'os eichel. So there was a machlekes acharonim to the drisha and the ravaz. Might doesn't make all that much of a difference. Halacha b'maaseh it's also anyway, but as a shalom, it's going to be a deraisa.
Can you see the machlekes between the ravaz and the drisha?
Look at
that. The
drisha
says it's
the
right now. It's not
going to. Right. No, that's true. But I'm just trying to say that just because even if you want to be mach, maybe you want to think the drisha is right. In the case of Mashke Bolos Eichel, I don't necessarily think that has to carry over in terms of the Seichel Ibud. So I'm trying, I'm very prejudiced for the Seichel Ibud. I want to be making on the Seichel Ibud. I'm making it hard. It's hard for the women when they the women who have to extract the milk, so it's very hard for them just to pump them to get rid of the milk, extract it directly down the drain. And usually, what happens is they do collect it in the pump, then they throw it out. So we were trying to be Mamet Chus on that before. So even though these acharonim, even though the drisha asks in the case of mashke bolos eichel in such circumstances, I don't think it necessarily carries over to the case of sex.
Are there any instances for women who can't nurse directly the child, but the child needs to get milk on the Shabbos?
If the baby mamish needs the milk, it's for kruv nefesh, then it's kruv nefesh is mashke, but if it's not for kruv nefesh, then it's a problem. Yes, that would be okay. Yeah, lechinam, right. We shouldn't give that milk to the baby. lechinam, that's another post can say. The question is, you have to try to remember to clean out the bottle well, It's also a good idea to say the bottle. So lechinam, that would probably solve the problem. This idea that when we're discussing Havash, Kabbalah, Sechaychel, when you're discussing mashke bolos eichel, so you have to figure out, what the person's kavana is. According to some achronim, the kavana does play a critical role. So there is a form of machlekes haposkim the other way around. What's the din? If you have a mashke which is bolos eichel, the mitzvahs advarim is that the mashke is going to be bolos eichel. You go directly to shem eichel. The only thing is that ochel is eventually going to be put into a mashke. It's going to become dissolved into a mashke. What's the classic scenario? That's the sugar into the tea. What's the law for the following case? Person wants to get lemon into their tea. So there are two different ways to do it. So one way is you can cut a slice of lemon and put it into the tea and let it squeeze out by itself. So we're going to see that's probably totally nothing. But let's say you don't want to do that. You want to take a slice of lemon and mama squeeze it into the tea. So to squeeze it directly into the tea, that's awesome. Unless you're always not squeezing by lemon, it's like, Alex, but we don't hold it. So if you want to somehow get your lemon juice squeezed into the tea, what do? So very simple. So you take a spoonful of sugar. Well, in the old days, think those little sugar cubes that your grandmothers used to eat. See, in your time already, it's fine. Maybe your great-grandmothers used to eat. My grandma used to eat those big fat sugar cubes. So you take some lemon and you squeeze it onto the spoonful of sugar. And then you take that spoonful of sugar and put it into a cup of tea. So is that mutter? So many achrayim said, yeah, tzat agam. You know what that's what? It's like a mashke balas lechaychol. Because the mashke, the lemon juice is going into the sugar. Sugar is like a neichol. So that's called the mashke balas lechaychol. It's totally mutter. The fact that in 10 minutes from now, I'm going to take the sugar and put it into the tea, and the sugar is going to become dissolved. This can also become a part of the mashke. So what does that have to do with 10 minutes from now? Right now, Mashiach Sham, so passing after Shalom, Mashiach Sham is going to be mutter. So that's what many pasuk said. The Chazanish disagreed. The Chazanish held that that's not called the mashke balas lechaychol. That the halacha is nikva, also with his self davar kol nishma. That an eventual machshava is that it's going. Now that ochel goof is going to turn into an hand for mashke. So that's not called the mashke balas lechaychol. So that idea of the Chazanish that you go balas of the future. So that seems to fit a little bit with Ravaz. Then it's like Ravaz also said that. It's not really so much a function of the Mitzias Advar and what's Nikva right now. It's all a function of what's going to happen eventually. If at the end of the day, you really want a drink, so that's a problem. If at the end of the day, you really want food, then it's going to be Mutna. So the Chazish is a little bit like the Jewish. It's not Mukhach, not necessarily the same thing, but there's a certain similarity. Both of them are looking the eye to the future. The simple pshat that lacha is that no, Mashiach Hashem. The Chazish is more like the Advar. But it's a simple shadow like the Drisha, like those Achmar will make of the sugar. It's right now, tapas, push comes to shove. Hashem shove, passing up the shadow. If the juice is into an eichel now, it's mutter. If it's not into an eichel now, it's also the fact that you're going to put it into a tea, you're not going to put it into tea, you're going to put it into an eichel, not going to put it into an eichel, that's totally irrelevant. So it could be that that the Chazanish ended up taking the Ravaz and turning it into a chumrah. Every kul is a chumrah, every kul is a chumrah, is a kula. You could be machmer in both, you can hold them in all the dinners.
Should we even consider
an
ochel? Most people don't take a spoon of sugar and just eat it straight up.
It doesn't matter, it's still vegetable. It still tastes pretty good. No? No, I do all the time. You know what I do? Who knows when I take sugar?
What?
Who knows when I take sugar? Say what? What's your? So the din is that when you, the Mishnah says the bracha, that if you drink mayim with simul, then you have to make a shachol. If you drink water just for a medical reason, let's say you have something, you're coughing on something, you have to drink water to get down the food, so you don't make a bracha. What's it then? Let's say a person drinks the water because their throat. Doctors tell you that if you don't drink water, if you don't use a microphone, if you don't talk slow, so I do 2 out of 3. If you don't drink when you talk, so then it hurts your whole cause, dry up, and it puts pressure on, you get your whole head guy just a white terrible thing. Fine, so you have to drink when you speak. So sometimes when you drink, when you speak, you talk really thirsty. Talk for a while, you get really thirsty. So you have to make a shakal off that. But let's say you're just drinking because doctor's orders. So what's the halacha? The pasha is you don't make a bracha on that drinking. So usually before shiur, so it's hard to tell sometimes. Sometimes the mamash come in, I'm really thirsty, so then I don't bother, make a shakal. But sometimes I'm bechlal not thirsty, then I don't make a shakal. And sometimes what happens is I'll start drinking, I'm not so thirsty. Then to the middle of the year, I'll start to get a little bit thirsty. So I always never know exactly when to make a bracha. So what do? You take make a shahakal on something beforehand. Okay, so what can you make a shahakal on all the time? So I noticed that thanks to the coffee, no more coffee?
Can I hear somebody else?
You're not judging one?
No, I'm in the
state. Yeah. You're not doing it, but it's still there, right? Okay, so not only the coffee, I don't like necessarily having a cup of coffee right before shiur, but there's a little bit of sugar there. So I usually grab, if anyone ever noticed before shiur, sometimes I run to go get not a whole spoonful, a couple of grains of sugar, make a shakal on the sugar, and have in mind to pop with the water, and then whenever, usually I don't drink a revius, the chdei shtias revius, and make a bracha chwan, it's usually not a problem.
Should this consider
a mifon? That's what I just said, that normal people in the sugar. Mama, what's wrong with sugar in the mifon? So, right now it's a mifon. I'm eating it, I make a shakal on it. Yeah, doesn't Mishnah say make a bracha in salt? Isn't there Mishnah brachas? Is this correct?
Oh,
it's not an ochel. Rashi says it's not an ochel. Got me. But the Mishnah says you do make a bracha. Right? That's maliach. That's not good. I don't know. But sugar, I think we should make a bracha. No? Is that any suffix? No, I hope not. Not make a lot of bracha in the salt. Yeah. Sugar, gum. I understand. You make a bracha in gum, but the bracha is on the sugar. So now we have to get a whole... If someone will buy me 1,000 seven candies from now till the end of the year, then we'll... Then we'll run around collecting sugar. But the problem is in shul, established problem. See, when I used to give a shiur, so I used to speak shalosh shiur, this is not a problem. See, a lot of drink water in the middle of shalosh shiur. Friday night, I never spoke for, I spoke 10-15 minutes, I didn't be able to survive without the drinking. But in Yom Tov night, I used to always have this problem. because Yom Tov night I would usually give a long shiur. Those have been in Kabbalah for Yom Tov, so say Mechabah I would give a long shiur, and it was before either the first night of Yom Tov or the second night of Yom Tov. There's a problem of drinking before Kiddush. So the Poskim say that if you want to drink water, just b'toras, because you're thirsty, that's not a problem. You're not allowed to drink water before Kiddush. You're totally allowed to drink water, but you're not allowed to drink water before making Kiddush. So if you're just drinking water because of medical reasons, so then it's mukkah, because the same Poskim say the same way, you don't make a bracha on it. You see, it's not choshev when you've done b'toras medical reasons. So who did now mean it's not choshev enough to be also before Kiddush? So the Poskim make the Shabbos quotes that if the Yesh L'Hokel to drink water before Kiddush, if you're only drinking it, let's say to take a pill or something, you're only drinking it because your throat's bothering you. But he's not the same problem. So I would take a cup of water in between the Shia during between the first night and second night. I would start to drink for medical reasons. Then I finally get thirsty. Then I would stop in the middle drinking the water because I was chashish that once I'm thirsty, so now it's Tona Bracha. Once it's Tona Bracha, then I'm not allowed to drink it anymore. So at that point, that's why I stopped drinking the water between all the Yom Tov Shurim. If you ever notice, all the Yom Tov Shurim, I never drank water. Only Motzoy Yom Tov, going into Havdalah, I would drink water, because then it's only a problem of drinking before Havdalah. Drinking before Havdalah, water, the Pesukim says nothing. Just in case anyone wanted to know the lumpus of... Come to that question. Yes, sir.
Would it make a difference if you put a piece of lemon into the tea?
Yeah, that's going to be much better, because you're not squeezing it out. It's happening by itself. We're going to talk about that. There may be... No, that's a big problem. That's worse. Because then you're squeezing a mashke or soft mashke, that's for sure also. Totally mashke or soft ochel, that's for mashke. Even those who disagree with the chaznish would answer that. Those who disagree with the chaznish were mati because at the time of the schit, it was going into the sugar. Mashen came, in this case, is going directly from the lemon into the tea, that's much worse.
The pieces of fruit itself considered part of ocha? Like, let's say you cut out pieces of fruit for like a fruit salad, and then you squeeze the fruit on top of the pieces that you cut out of the fruit.
Yeah, that's okay. Because it's the same fruit.
Yeah.
Is it ours?
I don't know, just on it.
Anything else. Folks can say that when you rely on the school of Mashkevos HaFeichel, it has to be realistic, because you can't... It has to either mamash enhance the taste of the solid food, or it has to be at least like a rove of the mashke, has to like nivla into the food. That's something that's really balos hachoychel. Let's say a guy has a spun. I mean, he wants to squeeze out a lot of grape juice. What does he do? He takes a tremendous bowl of food, and he squeezes out a drop of grape juice onto that food. So that's not considered to be mashke balos hachoychel, because it's not really being nivla into the food, and it's not enhancing the taste of the food. When we only rely on this tool of mashke balos hachoychel, like the two normal scenarios are the case of squeezing the lemon onto the fish. So if it's nivla into the fish, and it enhances the taste of the fish, or into the salad, you squeeze a lemon directly into a salad. So that's also mutzah, because even though it's not really nivla into the lettuce, but it enhances the taste better, so that's also going to be mutzah. But short of those two cases, one has to be careful in terms of mashke balos hachoychel.
Enhance the food?
Either enhance or it has to be rove the mash if we nibble into the food. If it's just a joke, it's just a stump to get the juice out, that's the problem. So we spoke about last week, when we were talking about chaliva a little bit, so we quoted the Gemara in the Bible, Kuf and Dan and Aves, even though there's a klal of mash, even according to those who accept the klal of mash, Kabbalah Sech Eichel, Eichel Dami, and the Gemara says, based on that, Cholav Adam is the Eid, Vosach HaKadera, so Rabbi Natan and his famous comment, where Ben Etam said that he thinks that it's not always true. But this din of Choli Vodim Esa'ez V'socha Kedera, so Ben Etam says in the bottom places, again, Yilor Ben Etam, that a dafka the Yom Tov Techazi Behem Alei Achila. It's only true on Yom Tov because the animal is edible. Havik Ma'ocho De Ifros. Vav Shabbos Lo Chazi Le Shechita, Kmo Dosh Nevi Chashiva, Shebehem Yikipsoilas, V'shechala V'avik Kinoit Lo Eichem Etech Apsoilas Chemash V'balach. It's better to be Yom Tov Eirik. So Ben Atam said that every time you address an issue of chalib or schita, you have to ask yourself two questions. Number one, are you doing a mashkin from an eichel? That's one problem. And then there's a separate problem of netilas eichel mipsoles. So Ben Atam says that mashkin b'lo se'echel eichel only solves the mashkin eichel problem, but it doesn't solve the eichel mipsoles problem. So comes up at a time and says that an Yom Tov for Behema is considered to be an Oichel also, because the Ma'isi can't shech on Yom Tov. So then Shnam Minig is we don't shech on Yom Tov. So the Poskim have a whole bunch of reasons why we don't. Some Poskim say because we have so many Chumras with Zman HaDenach as Treifus, every other child that comes up, we treif it up. So it's like a Shechita Shel Otzarech almost. Because in the olden days, you shech the animal, so a little bit, of the time, the animal was kosher. Because with Zman HaDenach, we have so many Sfeikas, so many Shalas that were Machmer and not to eat. So we don't want to take any chances. You're going to shech on Yom Tov, it's going to turn out to be a treifa. So it's like a little bit of a zilzul Yom Tov. Others say that there are so many chumras at the end of the fourth parak of Beitza that when you shech on Yom Tov, you have to be careful that you don't carry the meat, you know, to the market at the end of Beitza, the fourth parak of Beitza. You have to be careful not to weigh the meat. You have to be careful how you carry the meat, and you can't make it appear so. You can't look like your business as usual. So they have to learn right that. Since it's so hard to keep all those details about observing conditions Yom Tov, therefore the minhag Yisrael became that we just stopped shecheling Yom Tov. It's already for many years already we've stopped shecheling Yom Tov. It's not as if totally meaningless. It's not as if the empire is going to open up their where was the place in Scranton? No, where who was in Moshe Kovasov? That went to Scranton? No. Did a high school total trip to Scranton. So we have multi-billion-dollar chicken factories. So obviously, they're not going to be open on Yom Tov. But even on a one case-by-case basis, so the Tosk said, I'm going to be on Shechet and Yom Tov. But in theory, in the old days, they did Shechet and Yom Tov. So the Tam says that in Yom Tov, the behemoth is considered to be a royal Echila. And therefore, it's not a problem of Mithilus Eichel Lipsonis. It's Mithilus Eichel May Eichel. That's okay. And the Mashke Bos Eichel solves the problem of Mashke May Ochel. But in Shabbos, it's going to be a problem. So then comes Rabbi Natan and says that even though Shabbos is going to be a problem, when the Eschita Zeis and the Anovim, the Shara Liel, the Sechak, they ran a field of the Shabbos, we have the Eshkel Chazel Achila. Rabbi Natan says, don't think that I'm in it against Shabbos. Don't think I'm answering everything on Shabbos. I'm only answering the case of the Cholav Esa'ez, but the case of the Eschita Zeis and the Anovim, there's no Chilak between Shabbos and Yom Tov, because on Shabbos, the Maisi Radi Dalas, the Radi Kreish on Shabbos. So on Shabbos, a grape on Shabbos is like a goat on Yom Tov. That statement makes sense. That's what it means. These both are examples of Eichel, so it would be Netilus Eichel Me Eichel. So this is the Shittas Rabbi Natan. So we mentioned that there are Rishonim who disagree with Rabbi Natan. So there are two different reasons to disagree with Rabbi Natan. So there were some Rishonim who said that Rabbi Natan's idea is correct. And if you say it is right, if it's theoretically you say it is right, that there is a seven aspect of Nefilas Eichel Mipsoilas, that's a problem. But Rabbi Natan's application to the case of Shabbos versus Yom Tov is not correct. That's what the Rambam calls. The Rambam calls, because the Summer Shonim is the Baal HaMorim. Did I put the Baal HaMorim on the Kamas or no? Yeah. I put the Rambam. Of course, the Chayim Omim. Right, so it's the Baal HaMorim. Where is that? The Chayim Omim. 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 Came the Ezgut Pachaz Lachil Bisuru de Ravi Ale Lo Ipe Psoilas. It's a quote from Balamor in over here. He tells you, Yerachas and Pchil Zebion. The Gimme Sechas Beitza has that. The Gimme Sechas Beitza, the Balamor says that the Halacha defines in terms of what's called Oichel, what's called Psoilas, so the Halacha defines it based on the Mitzius, not necessarily based on the Halacha. So, but Rav Balamor agrees with Rav Natan in theory, because his side is correct, but there is a second isser of Ratila Seichel B'Psoilus. The only thing is that his application to Shabbos versus Yom Tov was not correct. This machlekes of Rav Natan and the Balamor is very, very important to keep in mind. Hopefully, we get to Beirer. The next set of Marv Kamos already in the office. That's the sugya of Beirer. So, we have five sheets in Beirer, if I'm not mistaken. There is a big machlekes in the poskim in Hilchos Borer. It's important to define what's called an eichel, what's called a psoilas. That there are dinim in Hilchos Borer that if you have, let's say, min echad, so it's not considered to be borer, because the most poskim. Shnei minim, it is considered to be borer. So what's the halacha if you have two things which are physically the same min, but halachically are different? Let's say you have a lot of forks together. One fork is straight, and you have five kosher forks. So they all look the same, smell the same. If you ask a goy, they're all the same. The only thing is that one of them is also isur udur v'ala, one of them is straight, the other four kosher. So is that considered to be borer to take out the tray before? So that's a shayla. Let's say you have a lot of matzahs in one box together, and you need the matzahs now for lecha mishnah. Four of the matzahs are whole, one of the matzahs is broken. So it's all the same thing. It's all min echad. Nobody can tell the difference. I mean, nobody would care if there's a difference. The only reason why you care there's a difference is because there's a halachic difference between them. So So maybe that's considered to be minecha, maybe that's considered to be shnei minim. So that may be relevant to the machlokes to Rabbeinu Tam and the Baal HaMor. Both the Rabbeinu Tam and Baal HaMor are accepting this new concept of metilas eichem tzolos as being problematic. But having a machlokes, how is it defined? Is it defined in terms of halachas? Is it defined in terms of metzias? Then there are other Rishonim who say that the whole thing is wrong. The whole principle of Rabbeinu Tam is mamish, absolutely wrong. That third sheet in Rishonim expresses itself in another machlokes, which is also between Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbi Yelabal HaTayz and Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Yosef. The Torah in Simin Shem Chof quotes machlokes in Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Yosef about the following shayla. Let's say a person wants to be Sochet Eshkel Shalanov and the Socha Gedeiros. Putting aside Rabbeinu Chananel, so it's a Mamash Hetagomor. It's Sochet Adam Eshkel Shalanov. So Rabbeinu Tam said, that no, that Omed the Ramamurim, that Sochet Adam Eshkel Shalanovim, that's only the Anovim or Uyim Lechila. But the Anovim are Boiser. So, Avos Ochle Boiser, Mishinei Banam Tekena, where is that? Where's that puzzle? Avos Ochle Boiser, Mishinei Banam Tekena. Puzzle Genovi, someone? Maybe not. Maybe. I don't know. So, bosa means not ripe grapes. So Rabbeinu Tam says if a person wants to squeeze a not ripe grape onto his salad, so that's a problem. Why is that a problem? Says Rabbeinu Tam, you should tell Soi. That was malach in the case of the Eiv b'Shabbos, which was considered to be physically roi, but not halachically roi. Rabbeinu Tam says that's called the Kilos Eichel Mipsalus, and that's problematic. So in a case where it's physically not roi, so for sure that's considered to be problematic. Let's talk about Rabbeinu Tam says. Rabbeinu Tam Shetos, he said that a Kol of Eiv b'Shabbos, Kilos Eichel is Nisar, Pasha is Nisar Deraisa, so Shechitas HaBoser, is also an Issar. Even though when it came to Shechitas Eiv and Anavim, so Taisus Yankov from Dalam Abay said, there's no Chiluk in Shabbos in Yantif. The reason was because Eshkol is Chazir Lechila. The implication being that the Eshkol is not Roy Lechila, so then it's going to be also Bein B'Shabbos, Bein B'Yantif is potentially going to be an Issar of Shechitas HaBoser. So Rabbeinu Tam is Lashit Tosak. And Rabbeinu Yosef disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Yosef says, no, it's Shechitas HaBoser is Hetter Gomor. If it's L'Sechel Eichel, it's Hetter Gomor. Because he says the only Issar of Shechitas is Netilas Eichel Mei, Netilas Mashke Mei Eichel. So once Mashke Bolas Eichel kicks in and says that that's called Eichel Difras, so then there is no second independent Issar of Netilas Eichel B'Psoilas. So Rabbeinu Yosef went one step further than the Baal HaMor. Rabbeinu Yosef was not there, even when Tata the Metzius HaDvarim is that there is an Eichel B'Psoilas, Rabbeinu Yosef says B'chlal, it's not considered to be a problem. So there are three sheets in Rishonim about what possible limitation, of any, is there to this klal of Mashke Bolas Ech Eichel. So Mashke Bolas Ech Eichel, according to Rabbeinu Tam, only addresses one half of the Yisr, because the second half of the Yisr, the Tilos Eichel Yisrimas, and that Yisr, according to Rabbeinu Tam, will apply either if it's physically not roi, like in the case of Boiser, or if halakhically it's not roi, like in the case of Eiv B'Shabbos. Then you have in the other extreme Rabbeinu Yosef, who says that the Yisr doesn't exist, so it's going to be mutter, and even in the case of Boisa, Kavachem, in the case of the Yehiz. Then you have the middle ground, the Sheik of the Baal HaMor, who accepts the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. Theory, there is such an Issa of Mithil Seichel Epsilas. But the only thing is that that Issa of Mithil Seichel Epsilas is only defined by Mitzias Eichel Epsilas, such as the case of the Boisa. The Baal HaMor will agree to Rabbeinu Tam in the case of the Boisa, but he disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam in the case of the Yehiz. And we showed him, is this considered even to be a limitation of Mashke Baal HaSeichel Eichel Damim? Because he said that Eichel Psoilus is defined by the Metzius, not by the Halacha. So just because the animal is not Roy Lashkit on Shabbos, that's the other. Physically Roy Lashkit, right.
I mean, Tom would say that the juice that comes out is considered ochel, or the fact that it combines with the ochel that's going into it turns it into. Meaning, why is it ochel mitoch psoles by boser? Is it the juice that comes out of them? Those
no,
things?
It doesn't have to be ochel mitoch psoles. It has to be good mitoch psoles. It doesn't have to be halachic ochel. Ochel mitoch psoles and burr doesn't only mean food. It means whatever is the dava that you want, that's called the ochel. So let's say, according to Ben Tam, you would squeeze boser into an empty cup, that would also be in the sedera. So within Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, who says that it's a problem that, let's say, going back to our case, the case of the Behema, So what exactly is the problem? So we said there's a second issue. The issue is the tilos eichem ipsilos. What's that issue exactly? So Rabbi Natan is quoted by Tosfos, says kibol dosh chashiva. It's considered to be like dosh. What was the Ran's lashon? So the Ran quotes Nehida had tapa Nehida had cholav kevin the bala eichel kaichel dami mishamokum havle kibayra eichel betav psolos. So the Ran uses a different word. He uses the word bora. Now it's not clear from the Ran what did he mean by using the word bora. You can read the Ran in two ways. Did the Ran mean bora, i.e. next malach on the list? Malach is bora. He's already jumping the gun with the mamakolos. That's what he meant, bora. Did Rabbi Natan mean it more in the colloquial sense that what he's trying to explain what you're doing over here. So you are separating the good from the bad, and what's wrong with that? So we're talking about squeezing food. So what malach is squeezing food is isha, is mefarik, schita. So Rabbi Natan didn't mean kibor or oichem etav psolos in the halachic sense of bor. He just meant to restate Rabbi Natan's isra of kimodash chashiva. He just used the wrong word. He used the word a lot dafka. So it's not clear what exactly the Ran meant. So the Bialach is all put back, but the Bialach is all put back. I figured everyone would do all the Bialachas anyway, so. Is it put up? What?
What about the
car
near there?
Okay, so there's another Bialach, take a look at. So the Bialach, when the Shekhanah quotes with Machalikzi, quotes Machalikzi with Benetam and Rabbi Yosef, leaves it hanging. And the Bialach just says that even according to Benetam, it's not so poshut what the Yisr is. Is it really dosh like Taisa says, or is it more bora like the way the Ran says? My nafkamina with the dosh above the mice and the both of the yasser. So the Bialacha says not going to have the following nafkamina now. This act that you're doing, so you're taking oicha mitaycha pseilas. The mice you're doing with your hands, let's say, for argument's sake. So as we're going to see hopefully in bora coming up next week when we get the bora. So there are three conditions that are necessary to make bora mutter. If it's oicha mitaycha pseilas, if it's biyan, if it's niyan, if it's being done for immediate purpose, it's only alter, so then it's totally mutter. If all three conditions are met, then it's mutter l'choladeis. There are some Rishonim who say even if not all three conditions are met, maybe mutter. But we pass in l'alacha that if all three conditions it's mutter. So it comes in b'alacha, makes a simple cheshvin, that this type of the tilas eichem mitach psoilas that the Tam is describing, presumably it's being done with your hands, and it's being done, it's eichem mitach psoilas, so you're getting the juice out of the boiser, you're getting the milk out of the eis and Shabbos. And says the Bir Halacha, if you do it for immediate use, then the Chayr is going to be mutter. Means if it's a mashke b'lo seichaycha, so if it's mashke b'lo seichaycha, that solves the disha problem. The only other problem is the second issur, the tilos eichem ipsilos. Says the Bir Halacha, imdam tzolayma, that this other issur that's lurking in the background, according to Rabbi Natan and according to the Balamor in the case of the Boser, if that other issur is merely an issur of borer, so then the Chayr, if it's being done for immediate use, it should be mutter l'chatchila. That's the Bir Halacha's ara. If the Yisr is Dosh, like Rabbi Natan is quoted in Tosfos called Dosh Chashiva, says the Be'alacha, we have no source anywhere in Halacha that doing things like altar makes anything which would otherwise be an Yisr of Dosh mutter. We don't know. We didn't. We have yet to find it. We haven't found anybody. Surely Be'alacha is right. If he wouldn't be right, what should be true? Should we mutter to do what? If the Be'alacha says that Lo Maksina Davar Chazeh, that disha is mutter li'alter. Means bora is a svar li'alter. That when you do things li'alter, that's considered to be more derech achila. This klal of li'alter is a very, very tricky klal. Sometimes doing things li'alter makes things mutter, like in bora. The Gemara has on the source for this whole heter of li'alter. There's a Gemara 9 of an hour. And the Gemara says that bora be'erech li'alter, bora be'erech li'alter. But the Gemara says that if you do it li'alter, if you do it for alter means for right away. Like the alter chayim type means for right away. So if you do borer for immediate use, so sometimes it's going to be mutter l'chatchila. Sometimes that's considered to be derech achila. And all other conditions are met. So that principle of doing things v'yad is something that we find by some malachas. We don't find the other malachas. We find it the famous in the Gemara only by one, only by borer. The Rashba claims that it applies by teichin also. The famous school of the Rashba that teichin is mutter l'alter. You add a chop of fruit, vegetables, the altar, and they attack on the Rishon. You do it with the Rashba. But there are other malachas where it clearly does not apply. Let's say bishul, a new kula. You're allowed to heat up water on Shabbos if you want to make cup of tea right away. Well, okay, not there. So that's usually not assumed. Kosef, if you need to write something for right away, Melachah Shabbos. Told you we have the Shabbos. I mean, Melachah Shabbos and 31 easy steps. Omelachah is that's ridiculous. So comes the Berloch and says, we don't find anywhere in the Gemara that Disha is Mutal Yalta. Not only do we not find it, but the Pasha is, it's also. How do you know it's also? You're right that it's also. Yeah, the Kedera, the Gemara is talking about Mashke Bela Seichel being Mutter only if you hold that special Ru Allah, Beruch is Tuma, but Mashke Bela Seichel is Ke'echel Bami. But if not for that Samara, going to the Mandiyam with Laf Ke'echel Bami, so that's in the Sidera Isa. But you want to drink the Vaisi, you need the juice. Vaisi, you're squeezing out the olive onto to enhance your salad. You're going to drink that juice in a second. You can eat that olive oil in a second. So why shouldn't it be Mutter out being Bali Altar? So why does the Gemara have to come on to Mashke Bela Seichel? Why doesn't the altar itself matter? There is no such hetter. There's no hetter. Schipus Peiros Lealter. So since Schipus Peiros is the tolda of Disha, so is it Haraya Brook? There's no hetter of Lealter by Disha. That's what the Be'er Loch is assuming. He doesn't even bother bring Haraya. He uses the Loshen like a maybe a Mishmer. You saw the Be'er Loch was another Mark Prince. Got it? It's over here. First he quotes after one who wanted to be make or to squeeze the boser if it's the altar. And then he says that according to Tosfos, he says that's b'shem disha, that's ridiculous. The b'disha ain't nafkamina be la altar liachas man. Since the double posha, he doesn't even mean a raya. Since the double posha is the oi, that the alpha doesn't do anything. It's a beer aloha and sin in shin chav, in the Zerarim Sif Hei, give a mask for le'echol. Sorry for that, I'm missing that in another place. So the kids of the beer aloha made a real big to-do, a whole shulant out of this machlekes Rishon. He claims the Taka Machlekes, that Tosfos says it's Mishum Disha, the Ran says Mishum Bomer, and then the Be'er Loch starts to figure out who's right. And there's the Losh and the Ran Daf, and now that the back and forth, this is Dina Shemir, is going to be when Liyat is going to be Mutter. We're going to see, hopefully, we get the Lechis Borer, but this assumption of the Be'er Loch, that Disha is absolutely, also the Gamer Liyat, no one ever in the right mind ever said that there's any after Liyat of Disha, it's not so possible. There may be a Ramah that says it. Maybe, depending on how you read the Ramah, you have the Siddur Shulchan Aruch. Maybe grounds to say that maybe some kind of behalf, at least under certain limited circumstances, of Disha Lealta also. But we'll put that on hold when we get to some more aspects of Borah. But the Be'er Loch is assuming like standard. Conventional wisdom is that Disha and Lealta don't get along too well. So the Be'er Loch says it's going to chapa big enough kamino. What should the Disha be? Who should be right? Make that as well. Who asked me? John asked me questions. I mean, how could there be a shonen who deny this Rabbi Natan? How could Rabbi Yosef say that it's mutter? Mashke bonosef oichel dami. So that solves the disha problem, but over there is a borer problem. The ma'aseh you are taking oichel mitech apsalos. So how could Rabbi Yosef just ignore that? Isn't that mamish borer? But to say that there's a second aspect of disha called besides the Tilas Mashmiya, there's a new kind of Disha. Okay, so you can argue that new kind of Disha doesn't exist. But if all you're saying is that this is just a restated Abayra, Tachmas, bottom line is, the Abayra is Psalas. Bottom line is, the juice is Eichel. So you're taking Eichel not Psalas. So the Chari, that should be a problem. Unless you're doing it Lealta. So Rabbi Yosef is only Matha Lealta? I don't think so. I think Rabbi Yosef is Matha, but even if you're going to eat this food later. I think according to Rabbi Yosef, you're allowed to, let's say you Shabbos morning, you want to make you want to squeeze out a juice to eat the salad at the Shalashudas, which is not called the Alta, so I think Rabbi Yosef would be mouth for that also. Because he ignored the burn. It's not burn. There is no burn in squeezing fruits. So why is there no burn in squeezing fruits? And why is it that Tosfos had to go run to Dosh? Right, the way Tosfos is literally says Dosh. Marshall Farish says Dosh. So why did Tosfos have to go run to Dosh? What was wrong with burn? Oh, so the answer is that fruit and juice is missing the condition number one of Borer. The condition of one of Bor is that it has to be a Taroides. Hopefully we're going to see this. We'll get down to the Mimachomus in Bor later on. So we'll see that that's the most confusing aspect of Bor, is how do you define what's called a Taroides? But if there's no Taroides, then that's not considered to be Bor. So it's quite possible that when you have juice, which is mufla inside of fruit, that's not called a Skarev inside of fruit. So it's not a Taroides. Taroides means when you have a pile of flour and you have some dirt and pebbles get into the flour. It's not classic Bor. This RF together. But when you have juice that's movable inside the pulp of the fruit, that's not called the tyroides. So that's probably the answer to this telsus. It's probably the answer that tells us how to reinvent dosh. They had to revamp dosh. They had to say, no, there's a new din of dosh here. There's a din of dishas eichel ipsevus. It's a strange word. It means that there's dishas mashkin the eichel, and then there's dishas eichel ipsevus, and then there's boyer eichel ipsevus, which is the tyroides they could do, but that's not which is the bird, then that's not relevant to this. And other Rishonim would say, no, the Rav would say that that's also considered to be a Taroides. So it could be that Rabbeinu Yosef held, like Tosfos, that it's not called a Taroides, but whereas Tosfos created a new din of Dosh, Rabbeinu Yosef says, well, you're probably right.
It's not a Taroides, why wouldn't
that Rishonim
Mashkin? It sounds like it's mixed together with the food, that's why it's called
Loch. No, it doesn't have to be mixed with the food to be called Loch, it's bottled to the food. It could be bottled to the food without being Hashem Taroides.
I thought
borer
is only when you take the bad out of the good.
Well, not always. Sometimes, if you take the bad out of the good, that's very much borer. But if you take the good out of the bad, that's sometimes also borer. Unless it's also biyad and lialta. So Rabbeinu Yosef, did Rabbeinu Yosef make a condition that's only mutta lialta? No? Who said Rabbeinu Yosef borer? What does he say? In Dr. Shemarov. Right? Yesh Misha Omer. Who is that? And that means you're going to eat it right away? Does it say? It doesn't say you can eat it right away necessarily, right? You look shot the equivalent of Ben Yosef is going to eat it right away. Right? I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't think he says that. So I'm saying that I think he holds that it's Bechlal not Bor. He holds it's not Bor. He denies the second bit of Dosh. So I'm able to tell him what to. So what do we have here? So we have like four different shittas here floating around about within the sugya of mashke bolosek oichel, how this plays out. So we have Rabbeinu Yosef on the one extreme who denies everything. Once you have mashke bolosek oichel, everything is mutter. Then you have the Baal HaMor who says that it's a problem, but only when it's a mitzvah problem like Goyis, and not when it's a halachic problem like the A's. Then you have Rabbeinu Tam who says that it's a problem even when it's a halachic problem, and then within Rabbeinu Tam you have a further permutation, whether it's mitam disha, whether it's mitam bora. The nafkamina, the Mishnah Berurah's permutation of the nafkamina is whether the alpha is going to play a role, and the background, the lumbus behind why those who are denying bora may very well be because they hold that it's not considered to be a shame. Tarot this year. You have another question?
So Rabbeinu Tam denying that there would be that Bor requires
Arobes,
or just that?
No, I don't think so. The way that, which case? The Rav who says that the Rav is saying that it's Chayim Mishim Borer, so I don't think he's denying the requirement of Tarobes, I think he's saying that's called the Tarobes. That's a very, very tricky question. Hopefully, when we get down the line to the Bor, we talk about peeling the fruits and vegetables, so the whole question is the Rishonim seem to say that peeling is a potential problem of Bora. So the Chorim bothered, why exactly is that Bora? Where's the Taroves? It means you have a type of banana and a peel around it, so Mechatei is not considered to be a Taroves. So we have to figure out the answer to that question. So if we know the answer to that question, then remind us when we come back, when we get to that, so then we have to then come back here and see if that's considered to be a Taroves, so that same Svar may apply here also. Maybe or maybe not.
Do you get Darim for Dash? What constitutes pulling, like, does it have to be something that's inside something else that you're pulling out, or can it be something that's partially outside?
Usually, dosh is one thing is inside the other. Usually, that's
like you've shot a piece of the dikla that the guy is talking about.
Right.
So it's not
right.
Really.
He also agrees to the idea there's a problem with the Tilus Eichel Yipsalos. He just owns the Bosom Gatsal Solos.
I mean,
I don't know. Another permutation of many other. There is another shaila that comes up in terms of shechita, which is it's not relevant to this part of Mashkevos HaHoichel, but it's another issue in terms of shechita derech achila. That's the following. The Mishnah quotes Machlekes and Rishonim, where the motet, the sapri, is considered to be included in shechita. Now, so what exactly you should have brought in? From like edible grapes, usually we edible grapes. Let's see what I got here. Doug, what do you got here? Today. That was not sweet. Okay. So comes the judge and says, what's the din if a person is holding a fruit and he sucks out the fruit? Was that considered to be shechita? So some Rishonim said, yeah, that's considered to be not so crazy as that's so far removed from shechita. Why? We have a mock of that a little bit. What's the mashal? The yonik we talk about the hema, right? The Gemara says that the person who puts his head under the udder of the animal and his cholev, his yonik from the animal. So the Gemara says that it's not that it's not called shechita b'chla. We don't say that's called achila, it's not called shechita. It's called the shechita kiliachar kiliachayat. So some Rishonim seem to say that's like a shechita kiliachayat a little bit. But it's still considered to be shechita. And others said, no, that's not considered to be shechita lagamra. That's by nursing, maybe that's considered to be within the ballpark of yanika. But by fruit, that's not considered to be shechita. That's called eating. That idea that sometimes there's a principle in halacha called derech halacha and derech achila, that's also very important. That bower, that for sure comes up. That's what the Mishnah Berurah explains. And all those klolim about bower, that it's ochem, that it's solos, that it's miyad, biyad, it all of a sudden becomes mutter. My high, everything becomes mutter. It's halacha mashum sinai that it's mutter. The halacha says, now the Chazal understood that there are certain halachas which are so close to the eating process that sometimes it's called derech achila, sometimes it's called derech malacha. So the Chum had to be kaveh, the Chum had to figure out what the Kavanas HaTorah was. When do you say that this is not really called, I'm not being boirer, I'm being oichel? So that's what the nature of these klam are all about. But the details, Duchas Borah, all revolve around that idea, is that called derech achila, is that called derech achila? That's what I like the Malacha. By Toichen, there's also Shaila, is there a person eating a vegetable? He cuts the vegetable up in his knife and fork into little pieces. So is that called toichen? Toichen usually means to take a big thing to break into little pieces. And some Rishonim said that's also called toichen. And some Rishonim said that's not called toichen. That's called eating. That's part of the normal eating process. That's not called derech malacha. That's called derech achila. So to over here, some Rishonim said that the person who's holding a fruit and just doing this, that's nothing. That's considered to be eating a fruit. The fact that there is some juice that's being extracted as good. So comes to be Allah and says that even according to the machmirim, maybe we can draw the following distinction. This is why I brought out the cantaloupe for this particular purpose. Because the Be'al Locha says that even according to the Machmir, maybe it can be Mechalik, if the Mamash look, only guys in front will be able to notice the difference. That maybe it can be Mechalik between the person who is holding the fruit to his lips. He didn't put the fruit inside his lips. So maybe that's also, that's considered to be Derech, a little bit Shtikl Derech Shechita. In contrast to the guy who puts the fruit into his mouth, then maybe that wasn't a good idea. and he squeezes out while the fruit is mamish in his mouth. So the Be'al Locha says, so that's hard to believe that that's considered to be derech sleep. That pre-amalokli is considered to be derech achila. That's the Mishnah Berurah draws a distinction. You know, as the daik, what it says is hard.
I thought you were seeing the difference between doing mitzitzah and doing it in your mouth, putting the whole prey in your mouth.
Oh, that's exactly what I'm saying. Oh, what's that? So comes the... comes the Be'al Locha and says... Those who are machmir, there's a low grade of a zemiyonik with a behema, the loss of the rabbanon. Right, that's where the Halacha presents the first, the Machmirim, as saying that it's the same as Yonik and Abahenu, which is also the Midrabban. Anyone look at the Beis Yosef by any chance? The source of this? So the Halacha is claiming the Data Machmirim that it's also because it's the same as Yonik and Abahenu, which is also the Midrabban. So if you look in the Machmirim, so they don't say that. They say that it's also the Midaraisa. They say that it's Mamish considered to be Derech Chit Lagamri. So it's a little bit misleading what the Mishabura says. But then the Mishabura says, that in the Stavra, the Afilu B'zeis V'Enov Ein L'Hach Merak Shu Derech Yeniko Levad, the Ha'inu Shemotzeis Olsom the Eino Mesimim L'Soch Piv. Amal Mesimim L'Soch Piv U'Motzeis Ha'mashke U'mashle Chetzal Ha'mo'ud U'Kulei Alma Derech Ma'achim K'mashim 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 when you're holding it, when you're motzeis it, but it's not inside your pair. But it's inside your pair, then it's for sure motzeis. So what does the Mishnah Berurah mean when he's matir in the case of motzeis tzach pair? Does the Mishnah Berurah mean if the whole fruit is inside your pair? Ninja. So, when we were kids, so me and my sister used to always have this contest. There's little red tomatoes. We used to put them inside. How many could fill it up in your cheeks? And then, how much can you keep your mouth closed that it doesn't squirt all over the other person? Or how much can you keep your mouth open that it squirts all over the other person? Anyway, those are the two different games we would play. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah is being made on. So that's mutter. But the Mishnah Berurah is talking about the Mishnah Berurah kids as well. That's what he means. But the Mishnah Berurah is saying you're allowed to eat grapes on Shabbos. When you eat a grape on Shabbos, it's inside your mouth, for sure it's mutter. I squeezing out some of the juice, that's for sure mutter. The Mishnah Berurah means that Hachal HaSim, you're punching your cheeks. Come on, that's what they did in Rabin. So what does the Mishnah Berurah mean? So I never understood that. I always thought he meant, like, I was so prejudiced, I was, you know, predisposed to this idea of putting tomatoes in my mouth. That's what I thought the Mishnah Berurah meant. But then when I read it over again, I think the Mishnah Berurah means, that's what I was trying to demonstrate with the Kemba before he got a little dirty, that I think the Mishnah Berurah means like this, that if you have the fruit and it's not inside it, you're holding it in your hand outside your lips, and you're just using your lips externally to suck out the juice, so that's what some achronim machmer, some rishonim machmer. But if the fruit, like when you eat an orange, or sometimes you cut an orange in quarters and you put the orange, it's inside your, part of the orange is inside your mouth, even though you're holding it in your hands, it's not totally inside your mouth. I thought that the Mishnah Berurah was saying is totally mutter. That's mamash derech achila. So when he says over here, about in the simon l'soch tib, he doesn't mean you put the whole fruit inside your mouth. He means even if part of the fruit is inside your mouth, and even the tree you're holding it on the outside and you're sucking, you're doing the sucking action, that's in the derech achila gedol mizu. You hear what I'm saying? Right? What do you think? What do you think, Mishnah Berurah? You thought he meant the squash tomatoes.
Who well, not meant? Jerome.
Jerome thought he meant the squash tomatoes.
No.
Who thought he meant that? Who thought he meant what I'm saying now?
Then Jerome said the right way. I thought the wrong way.
So I used to always think, so me and Jerome's like the Yaldusi, but so I used to always learn shot like Jerome. And then later in life, so I wisened up a little bit and then became my job. I think otherwise I think it's not just a shtickle mills of the cheap, you know? You didn't even shabu to tell you that you're allowed to eat grapes. That was your kasha on Jerome's strength.
No, I said the opposite. Jerome said the right strength.
Jerome said the right strength. That was your kasha on Jonathan. Close to Rosh Kivanta. So the theory is right there. I think that's correct. I think what I'm saying is correct. So anyway, I hope for them there was a machlokes, like you said, we showed him for sure about some kind of matzitza, whatever this matzitza level is. And within the machmirim, so although the Mishnah Berurah presented as being under the Rabbanim, if you look at the original source, I think Kadosh Maimonides, the business of quotes, so he uses the phrase chayatatas or something. So and even within the Machmirim, so the Mishnah Berurah says that one who wants to be makel by Shai Zavarim, Mishnah Berurah is makel. Mishnah Berurah says that you should only be machmir by Zeis and Be'anavim, but by other fruit you can be makel lagamri. And even by Zeis and Be'anavim, so one would have a right to be makel as long as the fruit is considered to be inside your mouth, whatever the definition of inside your mouth is. Okay. Well, Safi, I mean, tomorrow I just want to finish up in terms of the grapefruits. I put that Shmir Shabbos, the whole lump of Shabbos about eating the grapefruits on the Shabbos. And hopefully move on to other things.